Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. This is your host, Chris. This is a recording on the fly. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you're in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. Here we are once again, driving down the road between towers. And my God, this route that I am on right now is the most beautifulest route that I think in the whole entire country, after pretty much driving all 44 states in the country, missing the Dakotas and missing Maine and missing Florida. I haven't been to those states yet, but I've been everywhere else in the 48 state region. Obviously, I did not drive the truck over into Hawaii because, you know, I haven't figured out the boat conversion yet. One of these days I will, and then I'll figure out how to get it across the seven seas. And the other place is Alaska. I haven't done that one yet, and I'm not a fan of ice road truckers. I've done my fair share, thank you very much. I will stick to the land. That's dry. So, I wanted to touch back base on H2O. And right now, at the time that we are in, and where we are in time with the season of May, you know, the Northern California area and the Sierra Nevadas, I'm literally driving in the canyon between the Sierra Nevadas and the other side of the Sierra Nevadas, between the two. And, oh my God, it's gorgeous. With the snow, I've never, out of the years I've driven through here, this is the first time I've ever seen the snow level come down the mountain, even at nighttime with the moonlight, being able to see the crevices within the mountain and seeing the actual definition of the mountain as I'm getting, you know, closer and closer to Reno. It is truly remarkable to see how much definitions the mountains are up here in this area. I've never seen this before, and it's just like in the middle of the night, no one's around, nobody else but me and you listening to the show and me talking to you, and there's nobody here. There's just like, it's empty. Everybody's at home sleeping or something, and I'm the only crazy person driving in the middle of the night. And God, serenity, 100%. It just did eye-opening experience. Is so beautiful. And I know in this last past months, you know, of this year, from basically November on to God, it seems like even most of all of April, we were getting hounded and hit with snow levels and rain nonstop. Left and right, just rain after rain after rain. And this is really beautiful how much water and how much snow we've actually got up here in the Sierra Nevadas. It's like I am so grateful for how much snow this year we've got in California. It's like we may actually be out of a drought. Well, I feel that we're out of a drought. So I don't care what the hell they say that, well, we're still in a drought. No, we're not. Bull crap, man. as much snow that they've got, and that it's right here on the highway, practically driving down the highway. It's amazing. It truly is amazing how much we had, and yet there's more coming, more rain and more stuff on its way. It's like, oh wow, really? Okay, I'll take it. We need it. I know it'll put a lot of people out. A lot of people are dealing with flooding and dealing with the snow too much, you know, too many feet of snow and stuff like that. And a lot of people are like, oh my god, it's an inconvenience. You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but not, I'm sorry, but not sorry, okay? So, what I'm not sorry about is how much snow we've got. Yes, it was an inconvenience for a lot of us out here and a lot of people that live in the area. But come on, man, you live in the area, so you're bound to deal with it. You know, and sometimes it's going to be more than others. Other times not. On the other hand, you got to look at the bigger picture here. The Earth needed it in the very much way in the West Coast. We needed the water in the worst way. Unthinkably the worst way. We needed it so bad, and we still need it. Like, yeah, I mean, it's like only nature could sit there and go, oh no, we're done, we don't need that no more. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know, it's a pleasure to have that, because it's like, and temperature dropped quite a bit too. It's like, as much as it's an inconvenience for everyone, but on the bigger side and the bigger picture, it's so nice to know that the reservoirs are filled. It's so nice to know that the aquifer is getting filled up with water again, especially the area where I live. And that's so important to us. Because we don't have it, then we become Mars. And I don't know about you, I kind of like what blue rock we live on floating through space here. You know, it's kind of precious. It's the only one we knew. And wait, it's the only one that we could set foot on right now. So we kind of need it, you know? And yeah, man, water. What I was talking before on the H2O, so this is the second part of the H2O. H2O. The first part, if you don't remember, go back and listen to it. It's, you know, I was talking about H2O, water. Now, even though that we have snow, that's water that's frozen for a long time. And then as time goes on during the summer months, it's going to be skiing up in Mammoth for like until June or July. It's going to be skiing for quite a while. And that's great. I mean, a lot of the snowbirds are going to be enjoying that. If I had the money, I'd be probably up there doing it too. On the other hand, H2O. You could try this. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could try it if you want to. It's up to you, depending on, you know, what your beliefs are and how you believe in this, that, and the other thing. Because we all give out vibrations, right? Vibrations of thought. Okay, example. Have you ever walked into a room? Everybody's talking. You walk into a room, and the room is dressed a certain type of casual dressing, and you show up as a suit and tie. All of a sudden, you're the misfit in the casual room because you're dressed up in suit and tie. Now that you're dressed in a suit and tie, the atmosphere got very dense in that room. Why is that? Well, it's quite simple. There's vibrations from the human body that emit auras and radiation and all this stuff. And there's comprehension of understanding that we in science are barely cracking the field on. They've discovered that the human body emits radiation of some sort through a magnetic, high-powered magnetic microscope or something like that, or infrared microscope, or I don't know what it is, but there's a radiation that's given off. And because that radiation is giving off, people have these intense feelings, or, you know, they experience something from the room because everybody's looking at them, and there's this like vibe of heavy weight on you, and you're like, whoa, I'm in the wrong location. Or at least that's what you think, right? Now, you could take water and you could sit there right before you pour your glass of water. You know, it could be a glass of water that you melted from the snow. It could be water that you got out of the ground. It could be water you got out of the faucet. Excuse me. It could be any type of water that you get anywhere, wherever, however you want to do it. Try this. I'm not kidding. Try it. Preferably, like, a little bit of clean water would be good. Not, you don't want to grab a puddle of water, because that, you know, I mean, it's up to you, man. I ain't going to tell you what to do, but you just give it a shot, okay? You grab the water, the glass of water. You're looking through the glass of water, and how nice and, you know, wonderful the water is. And you're like, you know what? I really appreciate all your little atoms and nucleuses of H2O floating around inside there, and the molecular structure of the quantum physics, the quantum level, I guess, if you want to call it that. And you tell the water, I love you, and thank you so much for, you know, allowing me to drink you and quench the thirst that I have, da da da, right? And you tell this to the water, and then something happens. You know, even when you turn around and put your hand over the top of it, and you're emitting these vibrations of love towards this water, right? Something happens to the water after that. All of a sudden, the water reacts to what you're doing to it and what you're saying to it. And you're giving it nothing but love and cherishing. Wow, man, that mountain is beautiful. I gotta take a picture of that. God, I wish I could take a picture of that. I just wonder if I could take a picture of that. Maybe I can do a picture right now. That, like, I want a picture. This is gorgeous. Oh, yeah. There it is. Got it. Yay, I got the pit. Sorry, I know. Give me a break, okay? I like it. I'm going to use that for the show. It's a good picture. It's, like, gorgeous. And it's crazy, too, because it looks like some of the avalanche stuff has happened out here, and some of the snows fell off the mountain. So, anyways. So as you're sitting there telling the water how much you love the water and this, that, and the other thing, and yada-da-da, the water reacts to you telling it that it loves you. And now you're asking, you know, try this. You ask the water, would you please purify my body? Would you purify my cells and replenish what I need with the minerals that I need in my body? Because we all need minerals. We have a certain set of minerals that our body needs to consume in order to function. Because if we don't have those minerals, then we have problems. All kinds of problems. So in ingesting the water, you tell the water, please, would you just help me feel better and fix my internal organs and lubricate my body? Because basically that's what it is. It's oil to a motor is what water is to us, right? And you got 30 weight and 50 weight and everything like that. So if you're drinking a soda, it might be like 50 weight. Yeah. If you're drinking tea, it might be maybe 35 weight or something, you know, for those of you that know about different types of oils. And you drink water that's like zero weight. You know, there's no weight to that one. But if you drink the other stuff, there's a little bit of weight to that stuff. Anyhow, and you ask the water to go in and clean your body and fix it and everything like that, and purify your body and make you feel better. You do this several many times. Not all the time, but just several other times. Give mind to the water and enjoy the water because it's not a guarantee that you have water later. You know, because those of you, if you remember correctly, we were in a drought in the northern California area for the longest time. It was like, oh my God, this is the longest drought we've ever had. Well, every 20 years, that's how it seems to go. Every 10 years, we seem to have a serious weather system come through. And enjoy it while it lasts, because come summertime, even though that we had one hell of a winter and a lot of water, my prediction right now, this very, very moment, this very, very night, summer is going to be hot. Hot, hot, hot. It's going to be probably one of our closest record-breaking heats, I believe. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I have a feeling because this was very, very, very much an advanced weather system, which means that the summer months are going to be a very, very heat-breaking record time. I'd put money on that one for sure. Definitely, definitely for sure. But God, it's so beautiful right here. There's even snow on top of the houses still. But all in all, love thy water. Love it. Or you could go 180 from that situation and turn around and, you know, cuss up and down the water and tell it how much you hate it. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I mean, unless you want to get sick and poison yourself, then yeah, by all means, go for it. That's, you feel like doing that? I ain't gonna tell you not to. Go for it. Knock yourself out. Tell me what happens. Pretty sure you may not survive once you pour a dish of nastiness into it. Mental nastiness or whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend to love it because you get what you give. So if you give love, you get love from it. It's amazing in a situation. You give love to the planet, right? Wow, that's really bizarre when you see a sign with a people sign walking, and you're out in the middle of the freaking sticks. It's like, wait, there's people out here? What are you talking about? Where? I don't see no people. Why is there a people sign? They're walking people. Okay. Anyhow, that threw me for a loop, and I just lost my train of thought pretty bad. I was talking about something. I know this one. I really do. It's somewhere there. Just give me a second. I'm finding. Gotta go back to the catalog. Oh, giving what you give out. So they say that if you give out nothing but love, you receive nothing but love. And give nothing but hate, you get nothing but hate. So you're gonna get whatever the hell you give. Give what you get what you give, or whatever it is. Something like that. I believe they call that karma in some other types of religion, or Buddhism, or whatever you want to call it. You know, Buddhism. I don't know. Way of life. I'd lump it all in one sum. I wouldn't call it any type of religion to me. Call it the interstellar frequency religion or something. It's the interstellar way. Anyhow, I'm sitting here just enjoying how wonderful the landscape of the land is right now, and passing the volcanic volcanic areas of the Ring of Fire and going, thank you for not exploding right now, because we don't need that. I mean, we just got, you know, dusted with nice snow and everything's really just peaceful and wonderful. Just we're going to continue to keep that peace. We don't need the Ring of Fire. Thank you very much. You know, there's already enough going on the Ring of Fire. Maybe a little earthquakes here and there to release the stress, but that's about it. But yeah, it's a beauty. It truly is a beauty. And now if you could just do that with food and some other stuff too, you know, giving it love. Hell, while you're at it, might as well give love to your neighbor and your dog and your friends and everybody else. I don't know. I don't know. I was on a tangent, but God, I have big hopes. Big hopes for this future. People are like, oh my God, the world's falling apart. And I'm looking around going, what are you talking about? Look how beautiful it is. What are you talking about? The world's falling apart. Everything in my world's going great. What world are you in? Where are you? What dimension are you in, man? Your dimension screwed up? Why don't you step on over into mine? Come on over to interstellar frequency dimension. See how that works out for you. I mean, come on. Everybody's like, the world, oh my God, this, that. Okay, well, as I see it right now, driving down the highway and looking at the mountains and seeing the lights on and the moonlight, and I don't see a comet coming down. I'm looking up. I don't see anything except for stars. I don't see any issues. I see everything's just going just peachy fine. Yeah, minus, you know, their monetary system. That maybe needs to be fixed, but we'll get there. It's out of my control. Right now, all I care about is driving down the highway right now and enjoying this moment in peace and serenity, and the truck's doing what it should be doing. It's been serviced. It's doing well. And everything else is doing very well. So, hell, why the hell not? Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to continue to enjoy it and continue to look at these mountains, because these are just gorgeous. Can't wait to get to Reno. It's been years since I've been up in Reno. But, on the other hand, what I did want to say was, I am sorry for being so late on doing an episode, because, you know, for those of you that may not know, I'm literally running a business, or at least running a truck that is a business, and so, you know, it does take up almost 95% of my time, and then 5% of my time goes to the family. Well, more like, I don't know, I'd say 7% goes to the family, and then like 3% goes to the show. So, yeah, obviously monetary money comes first right now, and get stuff taken care of and all that other things, and everything will fall into place. As Billy O'Connell had said in a great movie that I love, Last Samurai, he says, see, Captain, once you understand the language, everything begins to fall into place. And it's like, yeah, that's so true. Everything does just fall into place. So, in that note, I will let everything fall into place. And you will hear this when you hear it. And I will touch base again more on H2O a little bit more. There were deep, deep, deep rabbit holes on H2O that I was going to cover. And right now, I am too distracted by these mountains and how much water and snow. Because to me, I'm looking at water. I'm not looking at snow. I'm looking at water, because that will be water. And it is water. I mean, you know, just frozen water. And that is just really distracting right now, because this is just gorgeous and beautiful and smells great and all that. So on that note, I wish you all very much a wonderful, wonderful night, a good day, a good afternoon, or a good evening, or a good dimension, whatever dimension that is that you're in. So, until next time, I will catch you again. I'll try to have something else, because there's a couple other things I'll be bringing to the table. There's some very, very interesting stuff, experiences that I gotta talk about. I just can't talk about it just quite yet. So, come back again, and, you know, I don't know, follow and tell your friends and share it. I don't care. Do whatever it is that you do, or just sit and listen, I guess, because I have one of those voices. I don't know. Whatever it may be. Either that, or I put your ass to sleep and you're going to sit there in dreamland of what I'm talking about. Because I found out if I try to listen to myself while driving the truck, that's not a good idea. I'll fall asleep. I got to be careful when I listen to my own show. If I do go back and listen to it, it's like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep. I better not listen to this. So, there you go. This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.